Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In the labyrinth of twilight cities, the glimmer of a better future seems ever dimmer, as thick layers of ash-like haze mask the sky, rendering the dreams of renewable energy little more than a mirage. As daylight struggles to pierce the perpetual smog, the promise of clean energy becomes as elusive as the sun itself. This is our present-day dystopia, a testament to human folly where ambition is clouded by the very air we breathe. Invaluable to our naive hopes were the shining arrays of solar panels, the majestic wind turbines. These beacons of progress now stand muted, their surfaces coated with a grimy patina of pollutants. Like ancient ruins, they serve as stark reminders of a gamble with green energy that could not outrace the reckless emissions of our past. The irony cuts deep, for it is the relentless burning of fossil fuels that birthed the sinister shroud concealing the horizon. A cruel jest, where the very solution to our energy needs is cruelly suppressed by the environmental neglect that necessitates it. In fields far and wide, solar farms lie dormant, their potential eclipsed by a carbon curtain. Their photovoltaic cells, designed to harness the sun's power, now impotent in the face of an eternally ashen sky. "We thought we could turn the tide with clean energy," murmurs a voice from the gloom, an engineer once fervent, now subdued. "But this endless haze is a voracious beast, devouring light, hope, and the fruits of our innovation." Yet even as we choke on the air that sustains us, the march of technology waits for no clear skies. Innovative designs, such as turbines capable of operating in low light and air purifying systems integrated into the energy infrastructure, are sprouting. But these advancements ask of us a weighty price, their manufacture still bound to the chains of a polluted grid. Thus we continue to feed the monster, even as we seek to slay it. The fables of this era will speak of the time when humanity's quest for renewable energy was not quenched, but rather quashed by its own toxic breath. Farmers gaze upon barren fields, reflecting on times once ripe with bounty. In our cities, the few green oases are but emerald islands in a sea of gray, their existence relying heavily on artificial lighting, a sad parody of the natural balance we lost. We find ourselves grappling with a paradox of our own making. While seeking liberation from the clutches of pollution, advancement in renewable energy becomes chained to the very system we aim to escape. Is this the grand eco-illusion, believing that salvation lies in the devices we create while ignoring the slow suffocation of our living world? As we look ahead, the haze thickens. A dense fog of ambiguity blankets any vision for the future. Are we to spend our days spinning turbines in a gustless void? To what end do we strive for solar when the sky above is a canvas of charcoal? We press on, the dwindling chorus of clean energy advocates insists. For even in darkness, one must put faith in a flicker of light that promises dawn. But the light is small, and the night, it seems, is everlasting. In the land of permanent haze, the oasis of renewable energy recedes farther into the distance with each breath of murky air. Even the wind whispers a dirge for the once verdant landscapes, now shrouded in silence and shadow. Today, we stand amid the quiet ruins of a gamble lost, where once the hearts of inventors thrummed with the rhythm of the Earth's gifts, now they beat to the dirge of a planet subdued, our grand pursuit for clean energy masked by the fog of negligence, a beacon extinguished before it could truly shine.